Hey, it's Emily. I'm so excited to share with you that it's time for our next quarterly masterclass. Grab the Habit Hacking Masterclass Functional Fitness Edition for free at habithackingmasterclass.com, but only May 6th through the 19th. So let's face it, as busy modern moms, there has been so much confusion and overwhelm when it comes to exercise. Habit hacking your movement to support your body and your mind for life is how exercise can be sustainable and allow you to train for life. After this audio masterclass, you'll learn how to create habits to get more simple movement in your busy day, learn how movement can support your hormones, regulate your nervous system, address nagging pain solutions, and incorporate exercise that will make you feel strong from the inside out, all from the best of the best movement experts. I've brought together some amazing ladies to help serve you and help you train for life. Again, it's completely free, but only between May 6th and the 19th. So grab it at habithackingmasterclass.com and let's start training for life. Let's get to the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. You're listening to episode 151 of Self Transformed. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. If you're new here, hello, my name's Emily. I am your habit hack girl, if you will. So I specialize in helping working moms create a sustainable healthy habit plan or self-care routine backed by proven habit hacks. So what that means is I am a behavior change specialist, which means I geek out on habits. And listen, I know we all know how to take care of ourselves and our health. It's like, okay, got to talk nicer to myself, move my body more, and eat great food, right? However, it's hard to implement that in our busy lives, and that's where habit strategy comes into place. So I hope you find this place on the Self Transformed podcast and in our communities on Facebook. There's a link in the show notes if you'd love to come join us over there as a place to really help you feel inspired. And the most important thing is to take action, right? And to know that you're always going to be going through some different type of transformation or season of in your life, and having these tools in your own tool belt will help you have your own self-transformation that's ever going to be evolving as you, your work, your family, your friends, everything is ever evolving, and being okay with that. Because if we aren't taking the time to take care of ourselves, which I know is really hard, we're not going to show up as the best versions of ourselves for everyone else around us that I know you are taking care of. So I hope you feel inspired. I hope you feel motivated from all of the episodes. And today's show is really inspired because this is some way I've been feeling lately. I've actually heard a couple other folks talk about it on other podcasts that I listen to. So I'm like, okay, everyone else must be feeling this way. And I feel like this is something I should talk about on the show. I'm always looking for feedback and inspiration. Sometimes I get little God nudges, sometimes be like, girl, talk about this. So this is what we're talking about today. Before we get into today's podcast episode, though, a couple of announcements for you. So I wanted to remind you that my signature program, Self Transform You, is launching off the May round on Monday, May 23rd. I'm super excited for this program. It's 1 year into since we've launched Self Transform You, and I actually update it every quarter just based off client alumni and students that go through the program. And I'm really excited with where it is at right now, and I'll update it again here in another quarter. But once you're a student of mine, you get lifetime access to STU. And if you're like, what is Self Transform You? It's a 4-week program that will take you through week by week how to build a healthy habit routine that's sustainable, that you'll be able to be consistent with, and you'll be able to pivot at the same time as you go into a new season of your life. Okay. So if you're like, 4 weeks seems like a really big time commitment, or like, I am not down for taking a course, I get that. I've invested in courses before, and I'm embarrassed to say I never even started them, or I was part of like a membership program and it was so great, but there was too much stuff that I felt overwhelmed. That's not how Self-Transform You is. So I would say you have about 30 to 45 minutes of work each week. So using the habit strategies that I teach in STU to schedule out that time and then do the action, the homework that I'll give you each week, because we're always going to be taking action, not just listening. We're going to be taking action in regards to first learning about my habit hacking methods. So I have a habit loop I teach you. You get the mini course, the Habits That Stick starter kit, with your purchase of STU, which is super awesome. And by the way, if you've ever purchased my mini course, there's a special discount code for you within the mini course to take $47 off of STU. What? So spoiler alert, if you've ever taken the mini course, you know this. So you go through that process, you get some small wins, like within 3 days of doing STU, you start building up that confidence and that positivity snowball that I talk about so much. And then week by week, we use those habit strategies to first change your mindset, lose the guilt around making time for yourself and taking care of yourself. Then we use habit strategies to talk about food freedom and actually like preparing meals for yourself and what that looks like, changing your mindset around food too. We then talk about joyful movement. I actually provide some workouts. You don't have to do the workouts, but I provide them as a way for you to see what joyful movement means and figure out what doing hard things does for you. And then lastly, we talk about habit strategies when you lose motivation, because you will. Habits are what take place when motivation goes away. And we talk about how to pivot and go through the program again at any time of your life. So friend, if this sounds like it's something for you, make sure to sign up before May 23rd. It's a Monday when we start. It's 4 weeks. If you're like, this is such a crazy time of year for me, my kids are getting ready to get out of school. Girl, this is the perfect time to do it, because summer, I don't know about you, but for me, it's super short. It's a short period of time because we do a balanced calendar for my kids, but it's also a very chaotic time because my schedule is off. So this is going to help you reevaluate your schedule, continue doing some healthy habits for yourself. And then you can pivot again in the fall when your kids go back to school again, because you'll already have these really solid, healthy habits in place. So you can go to Self-Transform You. It's just the letter U.com. Reserve your spot for Self-Transform You. There's payment plans available. Like I said, if you've done the mini course, there's a discount code available within the Habits That Stick starter kit to get you $47 off of STU. And I only take 10 girls every month. And that theme is hashtag self-care for myself. I will do a one-on-one habit hacking call with every girl every month in STU. You'll get weekly texts from me as well, but I want to get to know you. I want to learn about your current habits and what you're hoping to do, and just kind of talk you through any challenges that you have. A lot of girls usually end up adding on an extra call at the end of the month too. So sign up, get your spot, selftransformyou.com. DM me, ask me any questions you got though. All right, it's all linked in the show notes for you. I also made a super big announcement over the last week. I am launching my very first membership community. The Habit Hacking Society is having a founders launch on June 1st. I am super excited. I mentioned in last week's Habit Hack Thursday episode, I was going to plan on launching this in August. I've had this on my mind for the past year and slowly been planning it. But I thought, you know what? I need to get feedback from girls. We're going to do a founders launch June 1st. This is something everyone in my community has been asking for, my previous clients. They want to be able to still have accountability, consistency, and a way to do that in a community setting and continue having these healthy habit wins. So I'm going to be sharing more details about what the Habit Hacking Society is going to look like on a special webinar. It'll be via Zoom on Wednesday, the 25th of May at 12 p.m. Eastern. So you can go to bit.ly/HHS founder. It's linked in the show notes for you as well to sign up for the waitlist. Tell me you're interested and I'll send you the Zoom link beforehand for the webinar. If you can't attend it live, you will get a recording of it. But to get in as a founder, I'm going to do this at such a low, super duper rate that you'll be grandfathered in for all time. I'm super excited. I'm going to include some bonuses for you as well for being a founder. But we're going to build this membership community together. And like I already mentioned, it's not going to be overwhelming. It's going to make sense and give you a little bit more accountability with starting healthy habits and making them stick. You hear me say all the time, it takes 21 days to form a habit, which the girls that go through STU, they get that. But it takes 90 days for it to feel like a lifestyle, for it to not feel so hard anymore, right? So that's what I'm going to help you do, is get you to pass that 90 days and help you as seasons of your life change within the Habit Hacking Society. I can't wait. Show notes to sign up for the waitlist if you're interested in being a founder. I can't wait. Okay. That's all the announcements I got today. I usually don't like to launch two things at once, but you know, every month there is a new round of STU. So I got to make sure you know about that, girl. Make sure you listen into this Thursday's episode too, because I'll be sharing some super fun testimonies from the girls that just completed the April round of STU. Okay, let's talk about today. So I'm wondering if you have ever felt personal development overload. I'm feeling it right now. I've heard a couple of my other friends who do podcasts have felt this way too. So I'm like, okay, this is something I need to address. Or because if you're listening to this podcast, I feel like you are the type of person that is always looking into personal growth, you know, whether that would be mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, you're trying to make self-care a healthy habit and routine in your life. You want to be better, but maybe you're doing too much at once and you're just feeling really overwhelmed and overloaded. I'm going to share a story with you. So when I would always get home from school, my mom was always there. She worked part-time, so she'd be able to be home in time for not just me and my sister, but my brother. I have a brother with cerebral palsy, so she had to make sure to be home for him every day when he arrived home from the school he went to. But I would always get home around like 3:30, 3:45, and at 4 p.m. every day, Oprah would be on. Do you guys remember that? And I would have like a bowl of ice cream or like a snack and like sit down with my mom and watch Oprah. And I remember Oprah would always have like these guests on talking about like personal growth and personal development. I remember one with like Tony Robbins even being like, well, wow, this guy is like really pumped up about personal growth. And I remember being like in junior high and feeling really like, this is like really like meta or like really like abstract. I don't understand like what they're talking about. Cause all I really had to worry, y'all, was like when I was gonna get my braces off and if like this boy liked me, right? Like that's all I had to worry about at that time. But as we, you know, mature and grow older and have life struggles that come up or coming into figuring out who we want to be, or we find ourselves in a place in our lives where we didn't think we would be, we really start digging deeper into personal growth. My own personal growth started in 2015. You've all heard my story when I did the Whole30 for the first time. And P.S., if you didn't know, I'm a Whole30 certified coach and plant-based Whole30 certified coach. Super fun. Always available, the Whole30 Anytime course. Did a little plug there for you if you're ever looking to evaluate your habits and relationship in directly related to food. Always working with Whole30 clients every month. Love it, love it, love it, because it's what transformed my life and started that positivity snowball in my life. But when I did the Whole30 for the first time, I was actually doing, I shared this a few episodes back in my fitness journey, I was doing Insanity Max 30, a Beachbody program, and I totally fell in love with like Shaun T and the workouts, but I was following like Beachbody coaches and they were always talking about like doing like personal development, like reading books or listening to books. And I was like, oh, I never really really thought of doing that. You know, I was like, that makes sense. You know, it was kind of like a keystone habit. Like I started eating healthier and that influenced me. We're moving my body more. And I was like, well, I really want to work on my mindset. You know, I had read books before, but it was more so like sales books in my early career after college that my boss like had me read, right? Like Zig Ziglar and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, so I started digging into personal development. One of the first books I ever read on personal development was The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. It's like one of my favorite books. It makes so much sense. It's what I base a lot of my coaching off of because it's talking about small little things adding up to big transformations over time. So that compound effect, right? Hey gang, cutting into this conversation real quick to share our amazing partner, Athletic Greens. So I started taking their AG1 because I wanted to optimize my health even more, but I was having a hard time making the habit of taking so many supplements. And as we talk about here all the time, if you aren't enjoying a habit, then simplify it. And AG1 was the answer for me. It's seriously like 9 health products in one. So AG1 has 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. It's a special blend of ingredients that supports your gut health, nervous system, immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, just all the things. And what I really like about AG1 is that it's lifestyle friendly. So whether you eat paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, it can fit your lifestyle. And I love that it contains less than 1 gram of sugar and still tastes amazing. It tastes super fresh and not earthy like other nutritional drinks I've tried in the past. So drinking AG1 every day has been a major keystone habit in my health. I have stacked it onto my already established morning habits consistently over the past month, and it has helped me so much with my energy levels. It's helped with my recovery from my workouts and even my digestion. It's so much easier than trying to take a bunch of supplements. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's seriously it. So if you're wanting to give this super simple, convenient daily nutrition a try, Athletic Greens has made this very simple for you. They're going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs, which I never travel without now myself, with your first purchase of AG1. And y'all, it comes in the cutest canister to store your powder in and a bottle to easily measure out your water with a scoop. You'll love it. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/self-transformed. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/self-transformed to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. I can't wait to hear how you love your AG1 too. Let's get back to the show. Well, then I started really digging deep into personal development. You know, Atomic Habits is one of my all-time favorite personal development books by James Clear. I've talked about it numerous times here on the show. It's what I base a lot of my habit coaching off of and based on what I have learned and what I've learned through my training and certifications as well. And I would hear someone else talk about a book. I would read this book. I would read that book. I read like You're a Badass by Jen Sincero. I was reading Gabby Bernstein. I was reading, a Shanti book. I would read Shalene Johnson's book. I would read High Performance Habits. I'm actually re-listening to that again right now by Brendan Burchard. It's really, really good. But I'm always digging deeper. I started digging deeper into personal development, just like whatever I could get my hands on. If someone suggested a book, you best believe I was going to Amazon and ordering it or downloading it on Audible. Audible is my preferred method for listening and reading books, if you will, because I don't like to physically hold a book and read. I won't get it done, to tell you the truth. So here we are today. This is a 7-year process. And I have found in times in my life, including right now, I feel a little overwhelmed by personal development. And I think one of those reasons being is I'm always, always, always trying to learn. And that's taking up a lot of brain power for myself. I mean, I consider myself a personal development junkie. I always love learning and learning about new habit methods and techniques and strategies. But lately, it's been really challenging for me to focus. So I wanted to share 5 tips with you today if you feel like you have personal development overload to help you lose that overwhelm, because I feel like we always should be learning, but I feel like there's sometimes periods in our life where we need to kind of take a little step back. So let me share 5 tips with you and stick around to the end because I have a bonus tip for you as well. So 1, focus on one subject at a time instead of listening to or reading a bunch of variety of books at a time. So if I look at my Audible library right now, actually, I should just pull it up. Let's pull it up and look at it together. Like I said, I'm re-listening to Brendon Burchard's High Performance Habits right now. I just finished a book called Disability Visibility, just doing a little inclusion and diversity work. So that's great. I just listened to Full Out by Monica Aldama from Cheer. Loved that book. That was actually a really great personal development break for me a little bit. It felt not as heavy as some do. I read Habit Stacking, Coach to Coach, Joe DeSena's 10 Rules for Resilience, Take Back Your Time by Christy Wright. Okay, so Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. Loved listening to that last year. The High Five Habit by Mel Robbins. These are all books that I have listened to or listened to in the past or I currently listen to. Sometimes I'll re-listen like I am right now. Those are a lot of different subject matters. And when you're getting all these at the same time, instead of just finishing one before the next, it's really hard to absorb that information and take that on. Or you have all these, you know, really amazing strategies coming at you and it's hard to really absorb it. So focus on one subject at a time. I feel like I just really outed myself there and need to reevaluate what I'm doing right now. Number two, think about why you are reading or listening to some different type of personal development, whether it be a podcast, a book. How can it actually help you? How can it actually help you? Okay. Think about, why am I listening to this? Am I listening to this because it's like the hot book right now and everyone's doing it? And you're like, this doesn't really apply to like me and my life. You know, I am a habit coach and podcast host, and I create, you know, programs to help women create healthy habits around their routine. So a lot of what I'm listening to may not be best suited for you and what you do in your life and what you're looking to do. So why are you reading this or listening to a certain book or podcast? Okay. My third tip is something that I personally do that really helps me is I take notes. So I do it in my notes app in my phone or on my computer if I'm listening on my phone and I'm right by my computer because it helps me absorb exactly what the big ideas are. You know, like at the end of every interview I do here on the podcast, I always share my three biggest takeaways. It's kind of like I took the notes for you and gave you like the big picture of what you just listened to. That way you're able to apply it versus like having all the big ideas in your head and feeling like, okay, now how do I take action here? So when you take notes and break it down as you're listening to something, it'll be a lot easier for you to actually take the action. Number four, take a break. Read something fun. Read something fun or listen to something fun. I personally listen to Wednesday, I listen to Office Ladies. You know, the ladies from The Office, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Pam and Angela from The Office. I love listening to their show. It's not personal development. It's just pure enjoyment, which I really, really love. And I actually listen to it when I get home from coaching at Orange Theory. I listen to it. I get a shower and get ready and then once I get home, and it's really a nice little brain break for myself. So take a break. Take a break. You don't always have to be listening to personal development. Listen to or read something fun. And then number five, abandon ship. Abandon ship if it's not serving you, or try a different format. So there's been times where I've downloaded a book to listen to and I'm like, oh my gosh, this book sounds really great. And I'm listening to it and either A, the person reading it, regardless if it's the author or just some random person, if they are really monotone and I can't stand their voice, I'm not going to finish that book. And as much as I'm like, I really want to finish this, that's okay. It's not meant for me. So I'm going to put that away and not listen to it anymore. Or if you're reading a book and you're like, oh my gosh, this is just dragging. I cannot get behind it. Close the book. Don't read it. You know, go sell it to Half Price Books or give it to a girlfriend if it just wasn't for you. So abandon ship if it's just not serving you, or try a different format. And then lastly, one of the biggest ways to help with personal development overwhelm, we did talk last week about taking action and stop the overplanning and thinking about things. One of the ways you can lose the personal development overwhelm and actually just start taking action is to work with a coach. You know, I always have a lot of big business dreams at the beginning of each year, and I break them down by quarter and then by month, what I'm doing, and then by week, I mean, and then by day. Like I work big picture all the way back down, but it didn't work for me until I actually started working with a business coach to help me get more clarity, launch my programs, learn how to get feedback from all of you and the community, it gives you an extra sense of accountability to take action. So for example, if you need a healthy habit coach, I'm your girlfriend. So that's going to help you take action instead of just having all these ideas in your head. Obviously, you probably make an investment, so you're a lot more invested to actually do the dang thing. And a lot of times, coaches provide a more customized approach to what you're learning and how you can apply it to your real life versus big picture. Sometimes you hear in personal development books. So gang, I hope today's tips were super helpful. If you're experiencing personal development overwhelm as well, let me know. Come connect with me on Instagram at EmilyNichols22. Take a screenshot, tag me in your stories that you're listening and that you related to today's show. I would love to connect with you and hear from you over there. And just a reminder, STU starts 5/23. Girl, let's go. I promise it is going to transform your life and give you that momentum you need. And I can't wait to launch Habit Hacking Society with you with all my founders on June 1st. Join the webinar on 5/25. Link is in the show notes as well to get on the wait list to make sure you get that Zoom link to join us. All right, friend, always rooting for you. I will check in with you later on Thursday for Habit Hack Thursday. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.